Welcome back to Witchcast, guys. My name is Julia. I am the host to this podcast. And today I will be talking about me. You guys have no idea how many times I have re-recorded this episode. So this is basically going to be the monologue part two. I'm not sure if I'm going to title that, but it's going to be an episode about me solo. So a lot of listeners have requested that I do episodes by myself to get to know me better and to kind of just hear my stories. So I thought I would oblige and try to talk more about myself. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what kind of witch I am, tarot decks that I use or don't use, my mental health versus magic, and what are my abilities. So hang on tight. This is going to be a very interesting episode for me, especially, and hopefully it'll be a good surprise for you guys. So let's start off with a tarot card of the day, and we'll see what's going on. So I'm just going to pull one real quick. Hold on. I am shuffling. And okay, so the card that I pulled was the King of Swords. Now that's going to be upright. This entire week, today is July 23rd. I cannot believe it is the 23rd already. So this episode won't release till maybe a week or two away. But I cannot believe that July is almost over. And guys, if you look at my Instagram, I've been pulling sword suits left and right. It's been insane. So King of Swords is where it's at, apparently. With King of Swords, sword suits, they typically mean action, something you need to do right away or something you need to do very quickly. And upright with the King of Swords, it talks about someone who is very intelligent, someone that has authority. They are very detached, but they also have ethical reasoning with them, right? So imagine the King of Swords as like a father figure. So you don't want to obviously embarrass yourself or kind of like displease your father figure. How this relates to today's episode and reading, I'm not saying that I'm a father figure, but I like to think of myself as a mother figure almost. I like to really help others. It's definitely something that I take very seriously because I love helping people kind of just feel better about themselves. I like to motivate. I like to kind of show you what your potential is. And granted, you know, like, I don't know everything. I'm not going to say that I do, but I do know a lot about myself and a lot about magic. So I think that that's very useful and very helpful for others. But with this card, I feel like it's telling me to be really strong and confident with myself first. Before I can help others, I need to help myself. So even though I do have this sense of confidence within myself, I need to really own it and just own my shit. Because sometimes I get really nervous and I get all clammy and I just end up babbling like I am now, basically. But I think this card is a good one. For once with a sword suit, it's not telling me to go shit myself. So I'm glad that I got this card for this episode. It's definitely a strong one. So now that we have that kind of out of the way, I do love the tarot cards of the day. That's something that I like doing. I haven't heard that in any episode but yet, like with other podcasters. So I'm glad that I can be the first to try to do this that I know of anyway. I'm not saying that other people don't do it. I've never heard of anyone doing that. So I hope that you guys like the tarot card of the day because I think that's really fun and very helpful. If you guys don't know much about tarot cards, you kind of get like a step-by-step with me in every episode. So I think that's pretty fun. Okay, so let's talk about what kind of witch I am. I like to think of myself as a divination witch. I practice a lot with tarot cards, as you guys are well aware. I like to practice with oracle decks as well, and we'll kind of talk about the difference between the two. But a divination witch, I want to start there first. I guess the easy way out is to say that I'm an eclectic witch and I kind of pull parts from other types of witchcraft. Well, I see, like, I don't like using that term because I feel like it should be more defined and more personalized, because I don't like labeling myself as something that just, I guess, sounds generic to me. I kind of want to make it my own. So I'm going to say divination, witch, or I'm just Julia, a witch. So we'll figure out what I am from there forward, maybe. But yeah, I practice a lot of divination. I'm trying to get into palmistry and reading tea leaves. That's something that I want to really master myself. But I've been reading tarot cards for 10 years. So it's been a whirlwind of emotions. Tarot cards, they're pretty intense. I wouldn't say it's a good starter to get into magic. I mean, you can if you want to. There's no, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but it's just, it's very difficult because it's overwhelming, right? So there's 78 cards, 22 arcana cards, major arcana, and 56 minor arcana. So you have the 78 cards total. It's a lot to memorize. It's, but once you kind of get the hang of it, it's really fun. It's a very useful tool. I like to use tarot cards for me just trying to look into myself. So a lot of people have this misconception that tarot cards see the future and they see like all kinds of things way ahead of time. I'm not at that level yet. I'm not saying it's possible or impossible. I just frankly haven't been there yet. So when I do tarot card readings for myself, I like to see it as like the mirror that you don't want to see, like a, like the image of you that, you know, it's basically a, the mirror that telling you that you're fat and you don't want to hear it. It's like things you hear from other people that you don't think are legit, but then once you read about it, you're like, oh shit, this is real. Like, this is me. This is what's going on. And it tells you kind of like hidden features about yourself too. And same thing goes for when you read about others. It does the same thing. It tells you about what they need to hear and what, you know, is good advice for them. So that's why I think tarot cards are really, really useful. They're a good, like I said, they're good windows to your soul. It tells you a lot about the person or yourself just by reading like just one card. Honestly, like you can do it like in different spreads, but like one card, it tells you a lot already. So if you're going to get into tarot card reading, just prepare yourself for a lot of honesty, because they don't play with you. They're not going to bullshit or sugarcoat you. They're going to tell you how it is, and it's not going to be fun to hear, but it's something that needs to be said. So just be aware and don't be surprised if it tells you that you're in a shit mood or if you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing or whatever the case is. It's going to be very honest, okay? So tarot cards, that's where it's at. That's what my viewpoint of what tarot cards are. Now with oracle cards or oracle decks, if you will, they're more... There are a lot of different decks for Oracle and for Tarot, but with the one that I have, it's called a Supra deck. It's from Usui. I think it's like U-U-S-I. It's on my Instagram page. I can actually link it in this episode, but they're really, really cool. So this deck in specifically, see, I'm already stumbling. It doesn't really have that many words or phrases. Like some of the word or some of the cards don't even have like any meaning to them. They just, it's either like a blank card or it's like an object in the picture, right? So this deck is actually in black and white, and you know, some of the cards has like one word or like a phrase, but it's not anything that is like most oracle decks where it says like, oh, you need to be cautious or not the right time, maybe ask a friend, stuff like that. But this deck specifically, it doesn't say any of that stuff. So you kind of have to really use your own intuition more so than usual. I really, really like this deck though. It's really, really helpful. I feel like it's my soulmate deck, honestly, for Oracle. It really tells me everything like about the person or about myself. And I usually just like use my intuition, and it really shows when I read this deck. It's pretty intense, but once you kind of get used to the feel of it and you bond with it, it's definitely something that I wish everyone could have, because this deck is seriously amazing. You wouldn't believe how accurate and how strong it is. Like I said, I'll link this below in my episode, but holy shit, guys, this deck, I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorites out there. So Oracle decks, they kind of tell you everything in detail. Like with tarot cards, I feel like it's pretty vague, because you kind of like, you have to figure out what it kind of means in general. But with Oracle decks, it kind of tells you like specifically what's going on. If you use your intuition, it's going to tell you like, look, you really need to look into this a little bit further, find the hidden picture, or look at this big picture in general. Like, it's just something that really tells you straightforward the answer. So I feel like the difference between my tarot deck and this Oracle deck is huge. The tarot deck that I actually use, it's called the Modern Witch Tarot. It's really cute. It's like based off the Rider-Waite deck, but it has its own spin to it. It's a lot more playful. But the difference between my Oracle deck, the Supra, and the tarot deck, the Modern Witch Tarot, they're completely different species, but they play nice with each other. Like in one of my posts on my Instagram page, I actually did a double feature where it featured my Oracle deck and my tarot deck, and they basically kind of told me the same thing, but the Oracle deck was a lot more clear to me. So even though I've practiced with tarot for about 10 plus years, I've only used Oracle for about maybe like 3 or 4 years, and I like Oracle a little bit better because it just suits me a little bit easier. Like I'm really comfortable with tarot for sure, but with Oracle deck, it's just like I feel really at ease. Like I don't have to try so hard to read it, right? So that's just something that's for me. It's not for everybody. I'm not saying that you have to like go get this deck immediately, but if you want to try out an Oracle deck, I'm not sponsored, so I'm not like bullshitting you and saying that, oh, just buy this because I'm sponsored by it. No, it's a really, really good deck. So if you're looking to get into it, I would check it out. Sometimes they sell it pretty quickly. I think this deck in general, it's supposed to stop at 2,000 copies. So I don't know where it's at right now, but I got my deck like I said, a couple years ago, and it's worth every penny. I love it to death. So that's kind of what tarot deck or tarot versus Oracle is to me. And so let's start with the next topic, I guess. That's just, if you guys like, okay, before I start the next topic, if you guys have any questions about tarot and Oracle, just let me know. I have quite a few of decks, like quite a few of each decks. So I can post pictures about what they look like, what they are, but primarily the two that I use the most is the Modern Witch Tarot and the Supra Oracle deck. So I can't stress enough, those are two of my favorites. So yeah, let's go forward with what is my mental health? I think I mentioned in the first monologue episode that I have a mental illness. It's really difficult for me to have magic in my life and to be mentally ill. It's really frustrating because I battle between the two a lot. I'm diagnosed as bipolar 1 with psychotic features, and it's really difficult because I'm highly medicated and I take medication every morning, every night. I listen to my doctor. I'm always, you know, trying to make sure that I take my pills every single day without even missing a beat. And it's hard because I hate medication and I hate that I'm medicated, because I think that it kind of weakens my abilities, if you will. granted, I can still do a lot, but it weakens my third eye and my intuition. Not by a lot, but I know it does, because when I was off medication, I would see full apparitions. I would talk to them as if they were a real human flesh human being. I used to see spirits all the time, and, you know, even demons. I know I talked about a little bit about that in the past episode, but yeah, with being on medication, I don't really see as much as I used to. I do still have a lot of auditory hallucinations. That's what they like to call, or just voices. But the voices only come out when I'm talking to someone magical, or if I'm doing a reading, or if I'm practicing magic. So I guess in short, it only comes out when I practice magic, and the voices that I usually hear are, it's like a chatter. It's different voices. I know it's not my own because I know what I sound like, but it's definitely different people. I'll get to that with my abilities later on, but right now with my mental health, I take mental health very seriously. I wish more people did, because it's really hard to be sick. A lot of people think it's like, oh, you're feeling depressed, just get over it and, you know, watch a good movie, you'll feel better. That's not the case. For me, whenever I have like a depression episode, it lasts for like even like hours, maybe even like a day or two. Before, it used to last for like a week. And being on medication, it's been helping so much, and I don't know where I would be without it. You know, I'm not saying that people who have mental illnesses, you should or shouldn't be on medication, but if it's right for you, then do it. If it's not, then there are other remedies to help you. But for me, I need to be medicated. So that's just how I am with my mental illness. But I like to talk about how mental health and magic work together. I did an episode with my best friend, Jamie. It's called Inside the Mind of a Witch. We kind of talk about that. But from my experience, magic, it really does help everything for me. I pull a tarot card of the day. I do some meditation. I do some spells. I do rituals. And for some reason, it just makes me so much more clear, less foggy. And I just feel normal. It feels like I can be me without trying. So, because I feel like every single time I'm talking to someone or I'm putting myself out there, it's so much effort for me to be bubbly and to be really outgoing. And I used to be even more so without medication. But, you know, with medication, I feel like I've been more of an introvert. And that's something that I'm not used to, because, or even my family's not used to, because I'm usually like really bubbly, very outgoing, very outspoken. I'm loud. I'm dorky. I mean, I am still those things, but it's like almost like reserved. So, medication definitely kind of puts a halt to that side of me, but magic brings it out. You know, so it kind of makes me leveled. So, you know, like the medication, it stops me from seeing things. But when I use my magic, I can still do things. So they kind of like, I know it doesn't sound like I'm making sense, but if you put them together, like magic and your mental health, it works. Like if you just decide to find a middle ground, it'll help you a lot. Like I struggled with my mental health for like years. I was diagnosed in 2015. And so it's been 5 years now. And, you know, I had a lot of issues between me accepting that I am a magical person versus me being sick. I just couldn't understand how I could be both. So it wasn't until my husband, his name is Harrison. He's the best man I've ever met in my entire life. He's great. He's amazing. But he kind of helped me figure out both, how to be both, to have a middle ground, to really understand that I don't have to be one or the other. It doesn't have to be black and white. It could be gray, you know? So that's what my take is on my mental health and magic. And now, like, this correlates to what my abilities are. So my abilities, I like to think that I'm very psychic. And what psychic means is, to me anyway, I know there's a lot of different definitions out there, but psychic to me means you really use your intuition, your gut feeling, and you just know things about people without even trying. Like, they don't have to tell you, you kind of just know. I'm not like 100%, like, I can read you immediately and without you telling me, like, right away, but I can get like a really clear understanding of who you are based on me, like, just talking to you for like 5 minutes. It doesn't even have to be, you don't have to tell me about yourself. You can just talk to me normally and I kind of get the sense of who you are. And that's just kind of how I work. My other abilities are, I think that I'm a healer because I was in my past life, but as a healer, I can, it's so weird talking about this because I don't tell many people. I'm telling the world right now. God. So what I can do is, I just need to touch your hand, or if you feel like you want me to embrace you in a hug, I can, but all I need to do is just basically, it's almost like giving you a handshake. I give you like a handshake and I hold onto your hand and I can eliminate all of your emotions. If you're having like a really shitty day, or let's say like something happened and it's like horrific, I can mute those feelings of pain and make you feel nothing for about, I've tried this for maybe like a couple times, or not a couple times, but like I've tried this a lot and it works for about 3 hours. So you feel nothing for 3 hours, but then I feel everything and it makes me really, really tired and I get exhausted. Sometimes I will get a bloody nose. It depends on how severe your emotions are. And, yeah, so if you're having like a really bad time and something happened to you, God forbid anything should happen to anybody, but if something did happen to you, I can literally absorb everything that you have and then you feel nothing. And the feeling of nothing is just like, it's almost like you being on a tranquilizer. You just kind of zombie out and you don't feel anything. And I feel everything, even as an by the way, I'm an empath. As an empath, I feel like that's really where my gifts are as a healer. But I guess what ties into being a healer is also being an empath. You feel everything. You feel everyone's energies. You feel their emotions. You can pick up on things really quickly, emotion-wise. Like, you can just look at someone across the room based on their facial expressions. Of course, you can see if they're angry, sad, or mad. But, like, it's more than that. You can see why they're like that or why they feel that way. And being an empath is really, really exhausting because you don't know the difference. Like, well, for me, I can't tell the difference between what my emotions are versus what others are because I'm that sensitive to it. So, like, with this whole pandemic and with everything that's going on, I have been going through hell. Like, I was MIA for my podcast for like a month and I just couldn't record. I couldn't do anything because I was at the peak of everything going on and it made me really tired and I just couldn't seem to focus or have the will to move forward. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of grounding exercises. I've been trying really hard to kind of just feel my own energy and like try to push out everyone else's energy and everyone's emotions. So it's not easy, but I've been learning to do it. So, you know, that sounds like a piece of cake, but it's really not. I've been working really hard to kind of just mute other people's emotions. Unless I want to know what's going on, I mute it. And I don't actually feel anything unless it's my own emotion. And so I kind of, that's how I work, essentially. Like, I am a psychic. I can read minds almost, you know, like to an extent. I'm not like Professor X. God, I wish I was Professor X. That'd be so cool. But I'm working on it. You know, I'm trying to develop my third eye to be a little bit more independent and strong. It's been an ongoing task that I've been doing forever. So the stronger I get, the stronger my abilities are, obviously. So yeah, so I'd say I'm baby psychic level. And I'm an empath, a healer. And that's just me in a nutshell. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy this episode so far. That's just a lot about me. I don't really share myself to a lot of people unless, like, I really trust in that. I trust you. I'm really good, like, being an empath, I'm really good at trusting people and reading people to see if I can trust them, if that makes sense. That makes sense. So I really have to, like, use my gut and my intuition, be like, okay, is this person safe for me to tell them? And usually my core, my gut will be like, yeah, you know what, let's take it easy, or yeah, let's just go for it. So that's basically how I work. If you guys have any questions about me, more than happy to answer as much as I can. If you have any questions about any other topics you want me to talk about, more than happy to research and to add them to the list of episodes that I can record. This is kind of just like another tester of how I want to progress with my podcast. I kind of want to start doing a lot more solos. I will interview a bunch of people. Like, that's still gonna happen. I love talking to different witches. I love talking about their experiences and, you know, what they're all about. But, like, as of right now, I kind of want to do episodes not just about me, but like different topics and how they correlate to what I'm doing. So yeah, that's just, like I said, me in a nutshell. I will post everything that I talked about today in my description, so you're gonna see a lot of tarot decks and oracle decks posted in the description section. And if you guys, like I said, have any other questions, let me know. I am always here on my Instagram. It's witchcast9. You guys can always message me on there if you want to, and then we can have a chat. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.